Welcome to the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. As we review this week's sporting news, there were a few stories which caught my eye, and let's cover a few of them today. Number one, do the Dallas Cowboys and their fans really want Deion Sanders to be their next coach? Well, if the media has their way, this deal is going to happen in a few months. Former Dallas Cowboys defensive back is now in his second season as head coach of the now 7-2 Colorado Buffaloes, and the Buffs have a chance to win the Big 12 title this year. They must defeat 4-5 Utah at home this Saturday, then win at 3-7 Kansas, and then finish the season with a win over 3-8 Oklahoma State in Boulder. It sounds doable. After a less-than-stellar 4-8 2023 rookie season as the head coach in Colorado, Deion Sanders' 2024 Buffaloes team is already assured of posting the school's first regular season winning record since 2016. Meanwhile, down in Dallas, Texas, Cowboys franchise owner Jerry Jones has a team which is sinking fast. The Dallas Cowboys are now a disappointing 3-6 with their $60 million per year quarterback Dak Prescott out for the season with a hamstring injury. The current head coach in Dallas, Mike McCarthy, is on the final year of his current contract. And after two successive 12-5 seasons, which ended in early playoff losses, McCarthy is likely to be shown the door soon after 5 years in Big D unless this team rallies down the stretch. That's unlikely. Though this Deion to Dallas idea is largely a media-driven creation, remember that Deion Sanders' coaching career has closely followed his son's football careers. He started coaching his boys in high school, and then he became the head coach at Jackson State University in order to coach them again in college. And after having great success in Jackson State, the Colorado Buffaloes hired Deion Sanders 2 years ago to turn around their program, and yes, he brought his two sons along with him. So mission accomplished for Deion in 2024. The Colorado Buffaloes quarterback, Shedeur Sanders, is going to be considered one of the top college quarterback prospects in next spring's NFL draft. And if the Dallas Cowboys tank the rest of this season in order to obtain one of those top five draft picks, there's a chance that they might lure Daddy Sanders down to Dallas to coach his son for the Cowboys. This would all require Dallas to have a trading party willing to take their $60 million a year quarterback Dak Prescott off their hands. But in all likelihood, Dallas would then need to continue to pay a sizable portion of that Prescott salary to another club in order to make this deal. Yeah, it's crazy, but crazier things have happened. Jerry Jones recently turned 82 years old. Most Dallas Cowboy fans that I know would like nothing better than to see old Jer finally retire and leave this team's operations to someone else. But once a meddler, always a meddler. It wouldn't surprise me one bit that spotlight-seeking Jerry Jones might be willing to give the Dallas Cowboys coaching job to Deion Sanders after this upcoming college football season. This could be a lot of fun. In other news, the Tampa Bay Rays baseball team is looking for a home in 2025. In October, Hurricane Milton ripped the roof off the St. Petersburg, Florida Dome Stadium home of the Tampa Bay Rays baseball team. Repairs are expected to take most of the year 2025 to complete. So where will the Major League Baseball franchise play ball next season? That's a good question. There are several options in the Tampa-St. Petersburg area, but none of their facilities hold more than 11,000 fans. But then again, the Rays have been one of the worst draws in baseball for several years, make that decades, and have been rumored to be leaving for another city because of low attendance. In 2024, the Tampa Bay Rays had the 28th worst home attendance, 16,500 per game, among the 30 teams in Major League Baseball. Only the woeful Miami Marlins and the Oakland A's drew fewer fans last year. The New York Yankees spring training facility is also located in Tampa, Florida. George M. Steinbrenner Field has a seating capacity of about 11,000, and it's currently home to the Class A minor league Tampa Tarpons. Those two teams could be able to work out a suitable arrangement to avoid conflicts on the same game days. For example, one of the teams could play during midday, the other at night. Also, a smaller venue in St. Petersburg is known as Al Lang Stadium, and that could be utilized too. currently the home of the Tampa Bay Rowdies soccer team. This stadium, which was built in 1947, was formerly the site of a minor league baseball team. That facility, though, only holds 7,000 fans, but it is available for use in 2025 by the Rays baseball team. And one popular idea being floated is to utilize the ESPN Disney Wide World of Sports baseball complex at Disney World in Orlando. However, the baseball players living in Tampa would need to drive 100 miles up Interstate 4 to play their home games in this 10,000-seat facility in Orlando. Next up, has anyone noticed the NBA Cup started play this week? Me either. Since virtually nobody cares about the NBA's lengthy 82-game regular season, the league invented an in-season basketball tournament last year called the NBA Cup. This week, the second NBA Cup tournament began with the first of seven Cup nights being played through Tuesday, December the 3rd. The top eight teams will play in the quarterfinals on Tuesday and Wednesday, December 10th and 11th, then a big winner crowned on Tuesday, December 14th. What does that winning team receive? A prize pool will be awarded to every team depending on how far each squad advances. Each player on the quarterfinalist teams will receive $50,000, but the championship team will receive a bonus of $500,000 apiece. Woo-hoo! Sounds great, except the top 25 players in the NBA are already receiving regular season pay of more than $500,000 per game. That's right. Steph Curry of the Golden State Warriors is number one this year, earning $56 million this season. That works out to more than $682,000 per regular season game.
I'm happy.
Finally, the college football playoff rankings against the Swamp Swami rankings, week number two. Good old ESPN. Paid an absolute fortune for the TV rights to the 12-team playoff field starting in late December. This week, four of the five top teams in the CFP rankings are all from the Big Ten Conference. Oregon is number one at 10-0, and they led the way, followed by number two, Ohio State, who's 9-1. Number four, Penn State, 9-1, and number five is Indiana at 10-0. It was Texas, now in the SEC, to break up this cartel. It came in at number three with a 9-1 record. The SEC had nine teams: Texas, Tennessee, Alabama, Ole Miss, Georgia, Texas A&M, South Carolina, LSU, and Missouri. The Big Ten had those four we just covered. The ACC had four teams: Miami of Florida, SMU, Louisville, and Clemson. And the Big 12 had three: Brigham Young, Kansas State, and Colorado. The American Conference even had two: Army and Tulane. There was one spot each awarded to independent Notre Dame, the Mountain West Conference received one for Boise State, and the Pac-2 got one for Washington State. That also means that there were no representatives from Conference USA, the Mid-American, and the Sun Belt Conference, despite UL Lafayette's very strong 8-1 record. The catcalls about the Big Ten rankings do have some merit, though. Those four Big Ten teams have generally not played a very difficult schedule, at least when you compare them to this year's expanded SEC. In particular, the college football playoff number four ranked team, Penn State, flunked its biggest test with a 20-13 home loss to Ohio State. The 9-1 Nittany Lions' best win this fall otherwise came against a 6-3 and fading fast University of Illinois. The SEC whiners might be a little bit wrong, too. They believe that 7-2 Georgia's ranking is far too low. The Bulldogs, though, have lost road games at Alabama and Ole Miss. Georgia's number 12 CFP ranking would currently leave them out of the new 12-team playoff mix. That's because one of the group of five conference teams must receive one spot in this playoff field. That would put number 13-ranked Boise State, bumping Georgia out of the number 12 spot, putting Georgia out of the mix. In fairness to the college football playoff committee this week, though, Georgia was dominated by Ole Miss last Saturday in a 28-10 loss in Oxford. The Bulldogs' offense this year has struggled at times, and their usually tough defense has allowed more yardage and points than in recent years. Your Swamp Swami here has rated Georgia number 18 this week. So if the Dogs should win Saturday night in their home game against 8-1 Tennessee, Georgia is definitely going to move up in everyone's rankings next week. Let's see how the CFP's 12 teams in the playoffs would stack up against the Swamp Swami teams this week. Let's start with the college football playoffs group of 12 teams. They would have number one, Oregon, the Big Ten champ; number two, Texas, the SEC champ; Number 3, Brigham Young, the Big 12 champion. And number 4, Miami of Florida, the ACC champion. All those would get a round one bye. The first at-large team ranked at number 5 would be Ohio State. Then number 6, Penn State. Number 7, Indiana. Number 8, Tennessee. Number 9, Notre Dame. 10 would be Alabama. 11, Ole Miss. And the 12th team, the Group of 5 champion, Boise State. For Swamp Swami, let's take a look at my college football playoff for the week ending last Saturday. Number 1 ranking would go to Oregon, the Big 10 champ, followed by number 2, Brigham Young, the Big 12 champion. Number 3 would be Army. Undefeated Army at 9-0 would be the Group of 5 champion. And number 4 with a first-round bye would be Miami of Florida, the ACC champion. Leading the rest of the teams would be number 5, Indiana. Number 6, Ohio State. Number 7, Boise State. Number 8, SMU. Number 9, Notre Dame. Number 10, Tennessee. Number 11, Texas. And number 12, Penn State. Lots of differences to consider, but again, this is all for show until the first weekend in December when we find out who the real finalist will be in the college football playoffs. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you again on Monday.
Right at the truth. Exit. Stage right. Ah!